Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, do your shit first, and I'm going to do my shit right now.
I was going to test audio, so you just timed that perfectly. I got that all on audio. It's Monday, September 13th, and it's just wrapped up week one of NFL football. Monday night football still yet to come today, but we are here to talk about this weekend and its crazy weekend of games and what it means for your team going forward. It all happens today on Down the Wire. Hey, shut up. We don't say I be like, sheesh, sunset on the beach. Make me wanna pull up on Miami with the heat. I don't know about you, but I know about me. Summertime in Florida, catch me sliding on the key, yeah. Something's happening. All right, Down the Wire, episode 32.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's like a sports player's number that was 32? Can you think of anyone off the top of your head?
Epic 32s?
Yeah. Was there any good ones? We're missing a big one. We're missing a big one. I feel like that's a good number.
Is it like Todd Helton 32?
I feel like Shaq. Was Shaq 32 somewhere?
I think you just made that up.
Maybe Shaq was 34. I know Shaq was 34 somewhere.
Dude. Fucking Magic Johnson was 32.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
Shaq was 32. You're right.
On the Heat, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Heat Shaq.
At the Heat. Sun.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't want Sun Shaq. I'd rather have Heat Shaq. That would probably be...
Jim Brown is 32.
Jim Brown? That's decent, yeah.
Julius Erving.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't talk about Karl Malone.
He's canceled. He's out.
Yeah, he's not good. Marcus Allen?
Okay. Marcus Allen. He was a running back.
Oh, well, so was O.J. Simpson.
Who also is playing the same sport that we are here to talk about today. It's the NFL, okay? We're not going to come out here and tell you this entire offseason how big of football guys we are and how much we want football to be back and then not talk about football this first week.
Roy Halladay?
Okay, R.I.P. R.I.P. Yep, I said it as well. I did hear you say it. But we had football. It was back.
Football.
Like, give me your week one. Just how did it feel just to have football back and to know, like, hey, at least I can come out to this every weekend?
We had football last year, too, but this just hit differently, right? It felt less tainted, I guess. Is the best way to describe it. You had a lot of epic performances, a lot of, I think, pretty classic matches, too, for a week one. Both surprises and down-to-the-wire matchups, right?
Yeah, there were plenty of surprises. There were teams that played really well that we didn't know if they were going to play well, and teams that played very poorly that we thought were going to play pretty well.
Yeah, you know what? Are you ready to make some apologies today?
For what?
Oh, we got plenty.
Okay, well, you pull up the receipts, and I'll determine whether or not apology is needed or not. We can do that. That should be a segment on this show, me making takes and then me saying if I want to apologize or not on them from you. Yeah, that should do. We should do a segment like that.
Oh, yeah, sure. Oh. Yeah. Except the segment is you actually apologize, not decide whether or not.
No. I think there is still judgment because you know what? I have one for you today where you have to apologize on a take.
That's
okay.
And okay. I'm usually good about that shit.
Okay, we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out today. So should we just start with game one?
We'll go through all of them.
We'll give you a little bit of insight from all the games, whatever it would be. We'll say our favorite ones kind of first. We'll go in like chronological order kind of from time. But anyway,
Thursday night, season kicks off. Tom Brady's 22nd season, I think that was. And he went out there and looked like it was his 7th or his 11th, his 16th. It didn't matter. It looked like Tom Brady.
He is the greatest player of all time.
It's not even close.
It's not. There is no discussion. He went down there and led another fourth quarter comeback victory. This is his 49th, only behind Drew Brees at 53 and Peyton Manning at 54. And he beat the Dak Prescotts, because that's all that the Cowboys have. They're not the Cowboys anymore. They are the Dallas Dak Prescotts. And totally kickstarted a season off.
I will say right now, to say that they're the Dak Prescotts when Amari Cooper and CeeDee Lamb both looked pretty decent is a little bit maybe much, but
no, because the only reason why they got that ball is because Dak Prescott was doing some amazing shit on a terrible offensive line and realistically, if they would have had a halfway decent defense, because I said it at the beginning of last week, that Dallas defense is atrocious, and they would have done a lot more, a lot better. They would have won, really.
Well, because you know what scares me?
Four fucking turnovers.
Yeah.
And they still won. What is this, the NFC Championship game?
Exactly. That was definitely going to be brought up in the same number. So, but anyway, Tom Brady, I'm nervous that he's making the other old people better on his team, too. That's scaring me now. Because Antonio Brown and Gronk looked like they were back to their primes as well, too.
Yeah, Gronk just seems to Benjamin Button and, like, reverse age. And same thing with Antonio Brown, dude. Where did Antonio Brown come from?
Exactly. He was just on the team last year, and now he's coming off to a big start, and he has a full season. He hasn't had a full season and feels like what forever with no drama or anything around him. You know what I mean? So now let's see how he can progress. As he was in the middle of his prime when he was going crazy.
Yeah, they are easily the best team in the NFC right now. Because, like, as an overall performance, they had, like, a C-plus performance. It really wasn't all that special. But having Tom Brady being the S-plus level quarterback that he is just instantly bumped them up to a perfect grade.
Yeah, you know, 50 passes when you're 44 years old is crazy. That's crazy. That's
both teams, 50 passes.
Yeah.
And also, are you ready to say that Ezekiel Elliott is done?
I'm pretty damn close. Yeah, I would never, like, you want to take Ezekiel Elliott with, like, your 8th overall pick in fantasy? Hell no.
I didn't want him to begin with. And then, I mean, you throw him on a fucking Mike McCarthy team, which McCarthy has never been good with running backs.
They get, yeah, we know all about that in Green Bay. But Dallas is probably now going to be the front runner to win the NFC East, right?
Well, yes.
After what happened?
Yes. We'll get, you know, yes. Let's go to that game next.
Yes.
The sad story of the goddamn Washington football team and the LA Chargers. My boy!
Fitzpatrick, man. Our boy. Come on. We've been talking about him all year, and this guy got, like, 6 passes. He had 6 passes. They didn't get to experience Fitz magic. But you know what?
Come on, man.
You know what? You want me to go?
Yeah.
I'm going to tell you right now. If there's a quarterback more electric... No, not more electric, because you can't be more electric. If there's a quarterback that is a step below the electricity that a room gets when they play, after Ryan Fitzpatrick...
I hope you're being more facetious. facetious to this and say Taylor Heinicke?
Taylor Heinicke. It's okay, Taylor Heinicke. Yeah.
I hope you're not comparing Fitzmagic to Justin Herbert.
No. I'm saying Taylor Heinicke for the Washington football team, I'm all for it too. I'm all for that as well.
I feel like the Washington football team is just full of fuckboys.
It's just, it's such a beautiful team that has no quarterback, but like has fun quarterbacks.
They didn't have a defense yesterday either because Chase Young was non-existent. That defensive line board, Montez Sweat, like, hello, where were you? So I'm hoping they can step things up a little bit. They are my NFC East winners in my predictions. Look, I get it. I get it. I think Fitzpatrick's injury is listed as a hip subluxation.
So I think I heard 6 to 8 weeks before I got into this. 6 to 8 weeks. Yeah, yeah. That's gonna be a bummer. You know, and Heinicke can earn the job in that time. Absolutely.
And what, he's gonna get kicked out like he did in Miami again?
Well, imagine if Taylor Heinicke goes 4-2. You're going to take him out? No, you can't take him out.
No, you got to go with the hot hand, man.
That's what I mean. So, but on the other side of the ball, on the other side, we had Justin Herbert. And
electric.
He was pretty good. He was pretty good. It was good. I think the Chargers were a little bit disappointing.
Disappointing.
Just a little bit. Like, they couldn't run the ball. Eckler was supposed to be a big guy this year. Austin Eckler was supposed to be a big guy. He was supposed to be all over the place, making big plays, and they kind of shut him down.
Yeah, I mean, Austin Eckler really wasn't going to be as big of a factor as you think. This entire offense is going to go through Justin Herbert, and if you think that it's going to go anywhere else, you are dead wrong. And that's why Herbert went through 337 yards, a touchdown, and he did this also with that fumble in the end zone and that red zone interception too. So realistically, if he would have settled down, this should have been a shellacking.
Agreed, I guess. I think that Justin Herbert is bound for a breakout year, like you said. He is far and beyond his years right now already at what he's doing. And, you know, we had a lot of young quarterbacks. There's a big age range in quarterbacks. So we talked about Tom Brady already, 44 years old. Youngest starting quarterback, do you know who it was on opening day?
This year?
Yep.
Is it Zach Wilson?
It is not Zach Wilson. It's Trevor Lawrence.
Oh, who did not look as good. And this is my first receipt. I'm cashing in, baby.
Yeah.
I told you to not sleep on the Houston Texans as hard as you were.
Okay,
I'm not saying they're playoff team, but I told you that I told you they were going to take the season series against the Jacksonville Jaguars because the Jaguars looked like donkey doo-doo.
Yeah, but they also just were ready to give the entire offense to Trevor after the first game? Didn't even play yet. He didn't even play yet. And then I have James Robinson on my fantasy team getting me 8 points because he only carries the ball 5 times.
Ooh.
But it doesn't matter. I haven't even played my quarterback yet, and I already won. So I whooped this guy. But whatever. Oh. That's not the point. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But still, where was that? The guy had 1,000 yards last year. You're not getting him involved. Trevor Lawrence turned the ball over 3 times, and you were just going to continue to keep throwing the ball?
Hey, man, you want to give him as much experience as possible, I guess? I don't know. First regular season loss.
Of his career, huh?
His entire career.
Wow.
What do you think about that?
That's nuts. That's nuts. And Clemson already lost one when he left, so it didn't matter. But what about your boy Tyrod?
Dude, like almost 300 yards, 2 touchdowns. I mean, talk about a comeback story.
I know, dude. From getting stabbed by your own doctor on your team to going to the most dumpster fire organization and getting a win. This is their Super Bowl.
I mean, they are... This is not even, like, a football team. It's a, like, super organization church.
Yeah, that's like, right. Like, yeah, they have a pastor running their general operations, right?
Or yeah, something like that. Like, it's the weirdest thing ever. Like, I don't get it. I'm happy for Houston. Houston kind of needed that love because...
It was looking rough. It was looking rough. But you remember last year, Jacksonville was the worst team, and they won their first game. They were 1-15. So be careful of Houston. They could definitely still lose every single game after this.
That is fair. But you know what? I have a lot more faith in them. Their team looks better. Mark Ingram doing the rushing attack. I think he had like 84 yards, 82 yards, something like that. Jacksonville had a shit ton of penalties, too. Do you know who Houston's defensive coordinator is?
Was it Wade Phillips?
No, it's Lovie Smith.
Really?
Yes.
That's weird.
Dude, their defense had 3 interceptions yesterday. Tied the entire season of interceptions last year in one game. So
the Texans, you know, only had 3 interceptions last year?
3 interceptions. That's how bad that team was.
Oh, my God. They were so bad.
Yeah. Again, this is my first receipt. I think this one you can definitely give me.
I will apologize for the hatred on the Texans. I'm not going to give up on Trevor Lawrence.
No, that's fair. I'm not calling Trevor Lawrence a bust, by no means. I'm saying Jacksonville is going to ruin Trevor Lawrence because that is such a Jacksonville move.
I think he's too good, man. He threw for 330 yards. I mean, he threw 3 picks.
Yeah, 330 and then also 3 interceptions.
I know. Hey, I know.
And a shit ton of overthrows.
I get it.
He was not accurate at all.
I get it. He did not look like the wunderkind that he's been praised to be, okay? But we also said he was the best prospect since Andrew Luck. Give him a little bit of space, all right?
Yes. Now, I just want to, before we go any further, I also want to let everyone know that we are keeping track of our scores on, like, our who's going to win. So both of us did have the Buccaneers. And this last game, though, was our split. Yeah. Oh, actually, the past 2 games, because you had the football team winning, and I had the Chargers, and you had the Jaguars, and I had the Texans.
Okay.
So I'm up on you, brother.
All right. You know the shit teams. Thank you. All right. Back to, should we get to the Colts Seahawks after that now because of that Andrew Luck callback that you rudely interrupted on? But
go ahead.
I didn't have anything crazy about this game. I didn't watch this game, honestly. I was at work, but Russell Wilson came out, did his Russell Wilson thing, you know, just carried the team, had all their touchdowns. But Carson Wentz played. That was kind of the big story of it. He did make it back for week 1, and they tried to run their offense through him, and he didn't look like the worst Carson Wentz ever.
Oh, yeah. Still looked like one of the worst quarterbacks out there, though. I told you, I think this is going to be a big season for Russell Wilson. He showed it. 4 touchdown passes, and the dude was in control the whole time.
I think that what does Russell Wilson still have potential to leave?
Maybe.
Like Aaron Rodgers still has potential to leave. Like he's gonna leave, you know?
Not after yesterday.
But Russell Wilson, like, can he still, like, go somewhere? Because that would be scary to put him on, like, a really good team, you know?
Look, if this Seattle team continues to do what they did yesterday, they are going to be a really good team. In a absolutely terrifying NFC West, it's not possible, but I wish it was, to have all 4 teams make the goddamn playoffs.
They can.
No.
Yeah, they can.
No, they can't.
Yeah, there's seven seeds. There's seven seeds.
Yes. There's no, there's literally no way. There's no, this is not going to happen. Do not.
One, two, three, four. And then, so that's the four division winners, and then three wild card teams.
I know, but it's not going to happen, is what I'm saying.
It's going to.
It's not possible.
It's going to.
It's not possible.
It might. It might.
Oh, my God. You're not going to have, like, a 7-9 team. Like, it would require, like, all other divisions having terrible football teams.
It could happen. But will the NFC East, did you see the other divisions? Because not a lot of them looked great.
You mean the NFC North, not the NFC East.
Well, yeah, but they're going to be bad the whole year. The NFC North was terrible as well. Which one do you want to go into first? Probably the Vikings, I'm going to say, because that one was the All noon right. game. And
sure, go to that one.
To be honest, I was laughing just the entire game because I love to, like, root against the Vikings a little bit, but I also feel for Tony because the team's just not good. They lost to the Bengals. I don't care what you say. They had to come back on the Bengals as well, and they still lost in the end.
Yeah, dude, the Bengals overcame Ja'Marr Chase not understanding what an NFL football looks like.
And he had a good game.
I don't quite understand what was going through his head. I think he must have been tripping on some acid.
Or something like that.
You didn't see, Ja'Marr Chase doesn't understand where the white stripes are in college. The fuck are you talking about? But, yeah, dude, he had a good game. And Joe Burrow looked I'm happy to see him back, by the way.
Yes, very happy to get Joe Burrow back.
That had a nice rookie season going until it didn't anymore. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, dude, the Vikings lost in the most Vikings form ever. I think we can safely say that Kirk Cousins is trash. I know that, like, a lot of people have said that, but, like, really watching that yesterday, you can feel Kirk Cousins is terrible.
He's just not a quarterback that wins games. That's the problem. Like, he doesn't – he puts up pretty good stats. He's a pretty decent stat quarterback.
So you put Tyrod Taylor on, like, the terrible teams to win – like, Tyrod Taylor's always on bad teams, right?
Yes.
Houston, he's on the Chargers last season. He was on the Browns before that.
The Bills before they were good. He brought the Bills back.
Like, Tyrod Taylor is that, like, middling football teams, you give them to Kirk Cousins.
Yeah, he's the most.
Takes, like, the most milquetoast football teams and makes them underperform.
It's like Vinny Testaverde. Like, that's pretty much Kirk Cousins' pro comparison.
Yeah. Ouch.
Yeah. We'll go over. Well, I'm personally from this game, Dalvin Cook looked really rough. I don't know how good that Bengals defense is supposed to be, but I didn't think it was supposed to be that good. And they were making Dalvin Cook look kind of silly. They were throwing him back whenever he was trying to go over there. And Larry Ogunjobi was the one that kind of made the big difference for me. I could definitely tell from, like, the nose tackle, dude. He was just tearing up whoever was in the middle there. I don't know the center for the Vikings. I feel like I should. Bradbury, maybe? I don't know. Regardless, it was a noticeable impact.
Yeah, you had a much better run game from Joe Mixon, actually. Who is he on your fantasy team? Did we talk about Joe Mixon?
No, I my running back played in Sunday Night Football, so we'll talk about him later.
Oh, okay. But dude, I don't know. Like, we talked about it before. I don't think that this game was. I didn't think this game was going to be pretty. It certainly wasn't. I know that they scored a whole bunch of points, but it was not a fun game to watch.
No, it was sloppy. Definitely a sloppy game.
And I mean, just look at it going forward. You got that Vikings team going against Arizona next week, they're going to get throttled.
Arizona looked pretty good. They looked pretty good. And I'm concerned.
I'm not concerned, I guess. I'm concerned football fan for sure right now. But I think that Kyler Murray is going to be an MVP one day. Like, he's got to be.
This is what happened last year, though, right? Kyler Murray was MVP form until, like, week 7 or 8.
I know, but...
And then he fell off.
He's so good. He's so good.
I'm hesitant is all. Like, this will be... This is my first receipt. Because I did say that the Titans were going to win that one. And, oh boy, was I wrong. I was big time wrong, in fact. I can't believe that they got their ass handed to so poorly.
And Mike Vrabel was pissed at Julio Jones. You saw that?
Yes, dude. Vrabel's like scary drunk dad.
He is the most football guy coach. He just is, man. He's really just he has got to be the embodiment of what, like, your PE teacher coach in high school football is.
No, like, Mike Vrabel is the parent that goes to see, like, his kids, like, sports games and, like, interjects himself into the game.
And he's, like, wearing, like, Jesus sandals.
Time out, Lou. Time out. And, like, he goes up to him, like, while his son's on the pitcher's mound. And, like, hey, what the hell? What is that form out there? And the umpire's like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. Just not, like, getting interrupted.
Yeah, he's like, hey, this is my time. Like, don't worry about it.
I'm going to start saying Timmy's my kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
You want to walk home tonight?
Yeah.
That's where you're going.
I would not want to be Mike Vrabel's kid playing sports. Not at all. And you know what? I do want to say, I'm trying to tell you, Ryan Tannehill's not good. Ryan Tannehill shit the bed big time.
He did shit the bed, but in all fairness, that entire team shit the bed.
They did. They did. They definitely underperformed for week one. Who do they have next week?
The Titans will be playing. Let me get there. Visit Seattle.
That's not looking. That's not an easy game. That's not an easy game.
What a stupid, difficult start to a season.
Yeah, and you don't want to underperform at the beginning of the year and have to crawl back. Should we be concerned about the Bills right now?
I don't want to say no. I don't want to say yes, because I think that the Bills are still. It's still early enough in the season. They didn't lose super bad. I think that they just kind of got in their own way and, like, made it... Well, I'm trying to think of what the fuck I'm trying to think of. You know what I'm saying.
Underestimated them. Well, yeah, and you look at the defense in this game, and that's what won altogether. I mean, both defenses were insane. And the Steelers, we know, Minkah Fitzpatrick trade really is such a crazy trade, and it could go down in history. I mean, what did they give up? They gave up a first-round pick for him, I think, when they traded him to Miami, when Miami got all those first-round picks. And
yeah, this might be, like, the second biggest steal of the past 10 years.
It is literally, he's one of the best safeties in the NFL now. And they'll give up that first round pick every single time. They need to find a new quarterback. But I think the Steelers in the future, I know they're 1-0, but I don't buy this team at all. I don't buy the Pittsburgh Steelers this season one bit. Ben Roethlisberger looked like shit. They couldn't run the ball. The defense was great, okay, but I'm not buying in on this Pittsburgh team one bit. When they get a quarterback, they could get pretty good. They could be pretty nice.
What about Mr. N-word Mason Rudolph? You want to get him in there?
Oh, you forgot Dwayne Haskins is their backup.
Ooh, what happened to Mason Rudolph? Where's he at?
I think he's their third string now, so...
Oh, so he's still on
the team. He's still there.
This is what I'm saying. I think he's going to be over him.
Okay. All right. Sure. I don't think so. I think it's Dwayne Haskins. Are you okay? Oh, my God. What's up?
I was coughing.
Yeah, you were dying.
Well, like, I did a lot of ab workouts this weekend.
Oh, okay.
On an ab workout is, like, the worst feeling ever.
Okay, you getting that six-pack back or what?
Look, I did, like, 250, like, crunches over the course of, like, 2 days. Like, I'm feeling it.
Okay. I'll say I'm sorry to you, and I think we both might have to say sorry to this next one.
All right.
The Eagles beat the Falcons 32-6.
This was my other receipt that you need to cash in on. I did say the Falcons were going to win, but you need to show some fucking respect to Jalen Hurts.
We need to show respect. That is not no, you. No. What? There's no way you were supporting Jalen Hurts.
I did not say you was a bad quarterback. I said that the Eagles were going to be a bad team.
I don't believe you. I don't believe you one bit.
Dude, I will 100%.
I do not believe you. No fucking way. What? Jalen Hurts sucks. We both know this.
No. You said Jalen Hurts is not a quarterback, and I said that is not true.
He looked like one yesterday, but he's playing the Falcons, who didn't look like a football team.
It might be the worst team in the NFL.
I don't know. Their best rusher was Cordell Patterson. Do you know that?
Yes.
Yes,
I did know that.
That's sick. That is sick.
This is what I'm saying. They might be the worst team in the NFL. I don't think that's a far-fetched statement.
This team could have had Justin Fields. This team could have had Justin Fields.
I said it at draft night when we did our draft episode, that Justin Fields would have been the right play. Fuck me, dude.
Kyle Pitts was not any factor at all in this game. I mean, he had four catches, 31 yards, nothing.
Look at Matt Ryan. Don't you feel kind of bad for Matt Ryan at
this
point? Dude,
he was an MVP until Aaron won it last year. I think he was an MVP before Aaron Rodgers was the last time.
You had, like, both him and Matthew Stafford. They were, like, the stray dogs at the fucking Humane Society that were all mangled and, like, their hair is matted and they're dirty. And they're on their last leg. Like, they're one of those bench warmers, they call them. We're like, hey, if you don't adopt us in a year or, like, in, like, a couple weeks, we're going to get put down. Like, that's what happened. And
Matt Stafford went to a
Matt
loving
Stafford
home.
Got picked up. And look at Matt Stafford. Look at him thrive. We'll talk about him later. But fuck me, dog. They're going to have to euthanize Matt Ryan.
Well, Matt Stafford might have gotten picked up, but you know who was on the other side who was drafted the same year as Matt Ryan? Joe Flacco. He also probably got put down as well, too. He's the Eagles' backup.
Has a ring.
So does have a ring.
I don't care what you say about, and also has not one, but two fat contract extensions. So
who's the real loser? Who's the real loser?
Matt Ryan, dog, all the way.
Yeah.
Joe Flacco don't want no damn MVP. Joe Flacco want that ring.
Joe Flacco has a ring. He does. Matt Ryan doesn't. Matt Ryan has the MVP, but he looks really bad now. He's starting by the fact that he's been so much time on the Falcons already, and they're just being nice at this point. They should have drafted Justin Fields.
I didn't even realize it, but these were, like, the two worst teams in the NFC last season, and Falcons. And look at how much farther.
Eagles, I'm not ready to buy in on the Eagles. Are you?
I'm not ready to buy in, but I think that they are definitely more prepared for the future. I'm serious. I think the Falcons might be the worst team in the league this season. They were that bad. Kyle Pitts did not look good yesterday. Their fucking head coach, Arthur Smith, just flat out said he got outcoached and did not prepare this team for any success because it's Arthur Smith. I don't know. Who the fuck is Arthur Smith? Sounds like a 70s sitcom character.
I'm pretty sure he was the coach in Tennessee or something like that. I think he was in Tennessee before that.
I'm pretty sure that's like the name of one of the assistant coaches in Remember the Titans.
That could very well be, yeah.
Arthur Smith. Or like, no. He's like the opposing team's head coach.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Okay. Yeah. And Devontae Smith may be related to Arthur Smith.
Devontae Smith looking like a fucking stud.
Devontae Smith is... He was shit on a lot. He really was. He won the Heisman, and people were still like, hey, he's way too skinny, which he is skinny as fuck, and he looks skinny.
Every time I see Devontae Smith, I just see, like, hear that video meme of, like, he needs some milk.
Yeah, he is so skinny, but he made it work.
He showed up.
He made it work.
Yeah.
Six catches, tutty. They were, you know, everyone was raving over the Alabama connection between him and Jalen Hurts. I think the team, I will agree, the Eagles could have a better record than the Falcons this year. I think I can get behind that take.
And worst team in the league, the Falcons?
They're going to have the worst record or worst team in the league? What do you mean?
Wouldn't that be the same?
Well, last year the Texans were the worst team, but the Jaguars had the worst record.
Oh, I see. No, they're gonna have the worst record.
Okay,
I'm going all out.
Number one pick, Atlanta Falcons. They'd get a quarterback. Wow. All right.
That's what I'm calling.
All right. There's only one more. I think we have. Well, how many? What did we talk about? We got another noon game here. 49ers and Lions.
Let me tell you what team is not gonna be the worst in the league. Them Lions, dude. I know they didn't win, but they showed that lion heart.
Hey,
that lion pride.
Hey, TJ Hockenson, baby. That's my tight end.
Hey, Dan Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
That's my coach.
Yeah, he's a good dude, too.
He wants to bring in a real fucking lion into the locker room.
Dude, remember Dan that? Campbell is a dog. He is just going out. He doesn't care. Another guy. Him, Dan Campbell, and Mike Vrabel go in a room, and there's way too much testosterone in that room. There would have to be a fight.
Like, do you know what Dan Campbell reminds me of?
Who is that?
It actually reminds me of former 49ers head coaches. What the fuck was his name? Jim Tomsula.
That's another...
Tell me Dan Campbell doesn't remind you of fucking Jim Tomsula.
Did Jim Tomsula coach for the Lions? I think he did.
No.
Yeah,
no.
And the 49ers. Yeah.
No, he was the head coach of the 49ers.
Yeah.
I don't think he... Hold on. I got him up right here.
I think he was on the Lions staff or something. It feels like he was.
No, he wasn't.
What?
Oh, holy shit. He's got an absolutely disgusting... he's got a disgusting like career history. You don't even want to look at him. He was literally hired from like the fucking World Cup, the World Bowl League for the American or the World League of American Football. Oh dear Jesus, he's atrocious.
I don't even know what that is.
Jim Tomsula lived in his goddamn like sedan.
You know what? Jimmy Garoppolo came in and did some Jimmy Garoppolo things, looking good with this team. I just submitted a waiver claim for Eli Mitchell, who also showed up after Mostert got hurt. So hopefully we get him back on this. Trey Lance's first career pass was a touchdown. Ends up being the difference in the game as well on top of it. This 49ers team, the defense didn't look like we thought it would maybe, but they did lose some secondary help,
And they're trying to, they were all hurt last year. This is the first time a lot of guys on their defense were playing football in like 18 months. So
yeah, well, don't worry, they're bringing back Josh Norman. So like,
oh great, yeah, that's just Josh Norman wanted to be Richard Sherman so bad, but he just couldn't. He couldn't do it. And also, put some respect on Jamal Williams. He was showing out for the Lions too. Former Packer. Missed that guy. He's a good one. I'm sad he got away.
Yeah, well, you know what though, all things considered, you still would rather have Aaron Jones. It was the right call, and you know, he wanted to make that money, so good for him. And really, like, it was 41-33. Really though, they like the 49ers were up a lot more, and they just let them come back.
Mm-hmm.
Deebo Samuel, like, put up some huge fucking numbers, and, like, then they just went on autopilot and let the Lions just sort of...
Game was over. Game was over.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not too worried about that. But, you know, again, heart, baby, Lion heart.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. How much heart do Panthers have? Do Panthers have heart compared to Lions?
Dog, did you hear about that, like, animatronic, Panther on the fucking top of the stadium?
No, what?
Oh, dude, yeah, they try to get this, like, fucking, like, I don't know. It's weird. I'll have to send you the fucking video of it, because it's gnarly, dude.
Well, but they should have an animatronic Sam Darnold on top of their damn stadium, and they should get ready, because Carolina's going to be good, man. Carolina's going to be good. I'm telling you.
We both called it.
I think they look real good, man. Christian McCaffrey, he didn't even score a touchdown yesterday, and they still won.
Christian McCaffrey, though, went absolutely bananas.
Yeah, I know.
Like 92 or some yards. It's 187 yards total, which pretty much went down the middle between rushing and receiving. That dude is a fucking monster. He is a legitimate Panther.
And he might, and he could also, in a season where we have the extra game, he could really get some records going. He's going to be a dark horse MVP candidate. I'm going to say it right now.
I could do that. All right. Yeah.
Just because he's a skilled player, you know, I say dark horse, not that he's not the best running back in the league, probably, but he, not the quarterback, he's going to win it.
You know what's what was the most difficult part about this game, though?
What was that?
Watching Sam Darnold throwing to his tight end, Dan Arnold.
Wow.
Yeah, get fucked, right? That is a fucking name.
I also, when Sam Darnold fumbled, like, when they were about to score, too, that was pretty rough, too. But, hey, you know what? It's Sam Darnold. You get some good, you get some bad, all right? But you got to stand it out and get some good with them. Because I'm telling you, they can be a really nice team. They could be nice. I think so.
And there you have the facts of life.
Bye-bye.
You're too young.
I don't know any of that reference.
You take the good, you take the bad. Mm. There you have the facts of life.
All right, well, maybe some little comment in the comment section when that is, but they'd have to comment first. So maybe comment, if you can comment.
Yeah, yeah. Comment your favorite 1970s or 80s sitcom.
Yeah.
And, Arthur Smith and Dan Arnold.
Fucking. Oh, my God. We got a few more games left. Which one? You pick a game. I've been picking all these games. We have... It looks like 5 games left.
How about the Broncos-Giants?
Broncos and Giants. Okay, I can get behind that. And you know what else? Denver can maybe get behind Teddy Bridgewater a little bit.
I told you that this was going to be a sneaky good team. They were going to be a team that not necessarily vying for a playoff spot, but I think they're going to be there to kind of upset some teams along the way that will really shake up the playoff picture.
Dude, your boy Vic Fangio, he throws up some really good defenses. And this defense looks really good. I know the Giants suck, dude. The Giants suck. They're not good either. Daniel Jones needs to get out. They could also drafted Justin Fields. They could also drafted Justin Fields. I really want to see where this Broncos team can go. Because is this Broncos team better than the Raiders? We'll see tonight, I guess. But
I don't want to say yes just yet. I don't know. I feel like this division is – both the West are very interesting.
Yes, yes.
Obviously, the NFC West is even more because literally all four of those teams are legitimate playoff NFC championship contenders. I won't just, obviously, it's not the same for the AFC West. But, again, I do think that this Broncos team is sneaky and that they will win some games because teams are underappreciating their level of skill.
I know, and I saw Jerry Jeudy come back, and I saw him get into like mid-season form. I was really happy to see that. And Melvin Gordon looked like he had a little bit of a resurgence too. There was some good things for this Broncos team to look at after week one and be really happy about, not just the victory, but that you could get some success out of these guys like throughout the season would be huge for this team. And go to the other side when you look at that. How nervous are you about Saquon Barkley's like career returning back to where it is?
I was just going to ask that. Dude, can we put Saquon Barkley under this like bust alert? Because I'm sorry, if you just get injured all the time and then you never come back, that makes you a bust, dude.
I think so. Yeah, by default. Look at Greg Oden. Greg Oden didn't get any respect, man. He couldn't play. He couldn't play, and it makes you a bust. And Saquon Barkley, you know what? It's like, oh, you know what Dan Campbell definitely says: the best ability is availability. Okay, that's what it is with Saquon Barkley. You know that is some Dan Campbell ass shit. But it's true with Saquon Barkley.
More, like nonsensical.
Yeah.
Heart is good, but fart is also good too. What the fuck?
That's like, Jim Tomsoulis. That's Jim Tomsoulis.
So
for
Jim
sure.
Tomsoulis is like the best availability is a good pastrami on rice.
He said the best availability is when the ice cream machine's still working at 11:30. That's what.
You can't get much better than when they go 3 minutes after closing time. And it's still open.
Oh,
good job.
Oh, okay. Did Jim Tomsoula coach for the Browns or the Chiefs?
No.
Oh, maybe.
He last was a defensive coordinator for the Dallas Cowboys last year.
Oh.
So.
Damn, he was
Jim Tomsoula, everyone.
Jeez. I don't know what else to say about the man. I don't know what else. We have Chiefs Browns. You want to cover that
classic.
One next? That fucking one was pretty crazy. Game. Patrick Mahomes is on a fuck you tour this year, I think. He wants to make things right in the football world right now. He's ready. He wants that rematch with Brady, and no reason not to give it to him right now either. And Tyreek Hill's at his side too, because it was just what we saw from the Chiefs. Every game last year, we're going to see again from them this year.
Yeah, dude, Patrick Mahomes is like the... I know it's weird because he's still playing, but he is the modern version of Brady, man. You cannot give Patrick Mahomes any opportunity to win games. And fortunately for the Cleveland Browns, that's exactly what they did. Not to mention... clotheslining one of the like Kansas City Chiefs like coaches. Did you see that?
I did. They got ejected like very early into the game.
Yeah, that was fun. Ronnie Harrison Jr. He literally shoved Casey's assistant coach in the throat.
Yeah,
like,
that's
the fuck.
Yeah, that he'll probably get cut. He'll probably get cut. So,
well, you know how good Ronnie Harrison Jr. was,
right?
So,
do we know how good Baker Mayfield is?
You know what? He's looking pretty good. This Browns team, I still think, is going to win the division. They played against the Chiefs. I mean, it's literally, if not the best team in the AFC, one of the best. And they held them to teams in the AFC, and they kept up with them the whole way, right? How can you ask for much more from your quarterback than to score you 29 points?
I get it, but he didn't score. He didn't do any scoring.
I don't care. You just got to keep level, man. That's all that you look for.
He got him down the field. He got him down the field. He was ready to go. He did throw the pick at the end of the game, but he was trying to get rid of it. I respect it. I there was just nothing he could do. He was in a lose-lose there. At hindsight's 20-20, you take the sack and you get one more play or whatever, but still, it's tragic that that's what happened to him, but the Browns will be a good team this season. I completely agree as well.
Since returning back to Cleveland in 1999, do you know the record for the Browns in opening games, in season opening games?
I'm going to say, wait, can you give me the number of games it is just so I get the numbers right?
23 games.
Okay, so I'm going to say that they're 3-20.
3-20. I'm sorry. The Browns are an abysmal 1-21-1.
1-21-1. Oh, my God.
They have only won one opener, and that was in 2004.
Well, they're rocking like 18 or 19 straight, right?
17, I believe.
17 straight. That's ridiculous. Yes. That's so bad.
Bad.
That's going to be a crazy streak to end.
Hopefully they kind of get things going, and I still think they do. I think they win the AFC North.
Okay. What about the AFC East? We had a matchup there as well. It's our second to last game we're going to talk about, right? No, third to last game we're going to talk about. Mac Jones' debut, Dolphins-Patriots.
Mac Jones looked pretty damn good, man. I'm not going to lie. For as much as I don't want to like him, he gave a lot to be impressed about. I know he didn't win, but, you know, fuck.
Mac Jones is definitely looking like he's really understanding the offense, and Cam Newton is unfortunately watching the offense at home because there's no reason to go back to him now after Mac Jones put up a pretty good performance there. But his Alabama counterpart as well, Tua, looks like you guys should have stuck with Fitzmagic. He didn't really do anything. You got to say thank you to their defense. Also, my boy Jaylen Waddle as well went stupid as well. I was trying to say this. Ja'Marr Chase maybe had a better game, but Jaylen Waddle's going to be pretty damn good too, and I still think he's going to be the best receiver out of this class by far. I don't know if the Dolphins are going to be any good, though. They didn't do anything that wowed me at all during this game.
No, and I am feeling a little bit more worried about them. I still think the Bills win the whole deal of the AFC East, but I did have the Dolphins coming in second, and I might be regretting that. Though I did feel kind of – I did have the nice feels of Brian Flores, because anytime you see a protege take down their, like, their teacher, you know, Brian Flores over Bill Belichick, I felt pretty good about that.
I like Brian Flores a lot. I think he's a really good coach, but I almost now think the Patriots are better than the Dolphins going to the end of the season.
I do. I agree with you. I think Mac Jones is only going to get better, and I might be eating some shit come the end of the season.
They could run the ball too, and they got everyone involved. They had like 10 guys with a catch. I mean, they were letting everyone get the ball. So they have plans in New England.
Very Bill, Brady-esque.
Yes, Very Bill Brady-esque. Bill has plans, I promise you. Well, we had to get to it eventually, and I figured it's the one we'll spend a little bit more time on. We're like 50 minutes, so we got some time still.
But it's what we've all been
dreading.
Yeah, not been looking forward to at all, in fact.
The fuck?
It's the return of the Green Bay Packers football season, except they didn't show up to it.
They weren't there.
They were not. That was maybe the worst I've seen the Packers play in a while.
That is statistically the worst loss in Aaron Rodgers' career.
It could have been, yeah, the worst game I have seen from Aaron Rodgers. I mean, he looked bad. He looked really bad.
Aaron Rodgers went 15 of 28 for a passer rating of 36.8. Do you know, if he would have taken every ball that he was going to throw and thrown it right into the ground, he would have had a passer rating of 39.
Wow.
That's how bad he was.
That's bad. Oh, geez, Aaron. That was not good. It was an ugly game. It's the worst loss in the LaFleur era so far, for sure.
It's the worst loss in the Rodgers era.
Yeah, it was not looking good. And they even let the Padawan take over. Jordan Love.
Who?
Jordan Love.
Give up the props, man. He actually didn't look half bad.
Jordan Love, I think, looked like the best quarterback on the Green Bay Packers that day. You know what I mean? I'll say that.
Yeah. 100%. That's because Aaron Rodgers looked like a cracked out Josh Rosen.
Where the hell was anyone going to do with running the football? What was that? We had like no time of possession. We couldn't get anything going. No first downs. It felt like, I mean, what?
The game was over after the first three drives by the Saints. The Saints ran 40 plays for 23 minutes of possession time and 208 yards. Guess what? It was over after that.
And where do you come in to eat your words now on this one? When I told you Jameis Winston was good at football.
You know what? I'm going to give some props to Jameis Winston, but I'm also going to say that the real winner here is LASIK eye surgery.
That's what I tweeted! That's what I tweeted! I did tweet that. I said, if you're ever wondering about getting LASIK, just look at the Saints game. Oh my God!
I think that's legit, though. I think that LASIK eye surgery might have just revolutionized Jameis Winston as a quarterback.
Would you take him in Green Bay next year?
I mean,
not when we have Jordan Love. Not when we have Jordan Love. I get it.
I actually do like Jordan Love. I'm not saying he's going to be anything crazy to look at, but you know, if you take Jordan Love and you repair some of his fumbling, because that's the thing that does concern me.
He does fumble a lot.
He fumbles every time he is in a game.
Every
that's
time.
A little concerning, but hopefully they shore up his hand. And honestly, I'm not super worried about Aaron Rodgers. I think Rodgers will find his form again, and it's just something that he's just kind of got to get into that mindset. What I am worried about, though, is Joe Barry and that defense.
Dude, Kevin King's so bad. Kevin King's so bad.
I think they're in a worse spot than they were last year with Mike Pettine.
Dude.
And I didn't necessarily think that Mike Pettine should have gone. I was okay with it when he was fired, but the minute that they hired Joe Barry, I was upset.
Dude.
I thought that was a terrible hire, and I think that as wrong as I was about Jameis Winston, I'm feeling I am as right on Joe Barry.
They couldn't do anything in the secondary, it seemed like. Jameis only threw 6 incompletions. He threw 5 touchdowns, and it's 6 incompletions. They had the interception where the penalty was called on, and it took it away, which...
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% Lean Ground Sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Demoralize the team. That was huge when that happened. That could have been a turning point. After they gave it away back, it was nothing. There was nothing going around. I am not very concerned with Aaron Rodgers. I am very concerned with no David Bakhtiari until like week 8.
Yeah, that offensive line especially was in trouble, dude. I mean, I don't think people quite realize how important Corey Linsley was to that line. He is the best center in the league.
They had three guys making their first ever start, I think.
Three? Does that sound right?
Two rookies and someone else, I thought. Or maybe it was three. No. I think it was three returning guys, actually. I take that back, because there was Jenkins, there was Billy Turner, and John Runyon. That's who it was. And then there was two rookies starting on it.
Yes, not Lucas Patrick. He lost his job. Whatever. That line is in trouble. And fuck, it's going to be bad if Aaron Rodgers can't realize it. That he needs to throw the ball away, because he was holding on to those balls for far too long.
It was really bad. That second interception was disgusting. The first one was not good either. But
it's one thing to have a dropped catch, you know, then it bounces off for an interception, whatever. But dude, that one that he just lobbed up to MVS was atrocious.
It was the worst looking interception Aaron Rodgers ever thrown. Ever.
And did you hear him talk about it in the post game? He straight up says that he didn't even see the guy that intercepted it. Are you kidding me? Aaron Rodgers, you are supposed to be like the best field vision quarterback out there.
Didn't look like it.
Dude, he needs to dump Shailene Woodley.
Well, Here's the good news. We are still in first place.
Yeah. Thank you, LA Rams, for coming out and absolutely shellacking the Bears.
But it didn't look like that at first.
Well, I'm sorry.
The first drive, David Montgomery went off, who is my running back. Very nice running back. Got him way later, too, like second or third round. But,
sneaky good pick.
Dude, David Montgomery looked pretty good. I am going to blame this loss on Matt Nagy completely for taking Andy Dalton out on the first drive when they're in the red zone after he had just led the team with David Montgomery, mind you, and then putting Justin Fields in to throw a pass on the first drive of the game.
You're going to blame Matt Nagy for putting in Justin Fields?
Yeah, because he just completely ruined the confidence of Andy Dalton for that game, so there was no reason to at all play him.
Dude. I'm going to blame Matt Nagy for even starting Andy Dalton in the first place.
Right. So put in Justin Fields if you're going to put him in on the first drive to throw a pass.
And then you should have left him in.
Do that. Leave him in then.
He's not able to get a rhythm going.
What are you going to get done?
Speaking of, I just want to say fuck you to the Bears for ruining the bet that I had. And now I have to do extra paperwork for a week, which is fucking atrocious.
That's gross. Justin Fields did not start. Matt Stafford's first game in a Rams uniform looked like he'd been playing there for years, because he's doing another thing that we all probably saw coming. He got a good team around him, and Matt Stafford, another guy, throwing his MVP hat in the race right away, too.
Yeah, Yeah, Matt Stafford was looking good, dude. He was looking very good. And, you know what? I will say, though, the Bears' defense looked so bad, specifically the secondary, that that might make Matthew Stafford's game look a lot better than it actually was.
I think that Sean McVay and Matt Stafford are going to make a lot of magic happen on offense.
I think they'll do well. Like I said, I this is by no means saying that the Rams are going to suck this year. They're not. They're going to be very good. But they play a good defense next week when they go against the Indianapolis Colts. Let's see how he looks there. Let's see how he looks when he finally plays an NFC West team. And then I can safely say that Matt Stafford is ready for football.
Okay. All right. I'll agree on that. I really like the Rams. I think they're nice. I think they're a good team. I think they're going to win that division. And I think that's the best division in the sport right now. So it'll be a fun season. It was a good week one. It was a really good week one. And it's wrapping up tonight. Ravens at Raiders. Monday Night Football. Lamar Jackson is my quarterback for this fantasy league. Okay? That's all I'm talking about right now. But Lamar Jackson is the guy. Do you think the Ravens are pulling away with this one? Do you think the Raiders and Derek Carr are going to surprise people? Is John Gruden on the hot seat this season?
Well, John Gruden should be on the hot seat every season. He is fucking terrible. But also, there's just some feeling I have that the Raiders may upset the Ravens tonight.
Okay.
I don't know why I'm feeling that. And you know what? If I'm wrong, I will not be surprised by that. But there is some sort of feeling in my gut that tells me the Raiders might win.
Well, I'm going to say this right now. The Ravens are banged up. They have a lot of injuries on that team. They lost Marlon Humphrey, or Marcus Peters, rather. They just lost the running back, Gus Edwards. I mean, they're getting banged up. They have a lot of guys getting hurt on the team right now. Lamar's going to need to definitely take a step up this season. Going to need to pass more. Going to need to be their even more primary ball runner, probably. They just signed someone, too. Latavius Murray. That's who they got on the Ravens. Yeah. Like, come on. Is he going to be their number one guy? He just learned the playbook, too, now. He's going to get a couple of runs, maybe, today, but won't be in very much. It's going to be a really weird season for the Ravens. It's going to be a really weird season. But
yeah,
Lamar Jackson is super talented. He could probably, if anyone's going to do it, he could do it.
We'll just have to wait and see.
All right, should that be the first game we pick then?
Sure, let's do that.
All right, I'll take the Ravens.
All right, I'm going to go Raiders.
Okay. And now we're going into week two. We'll go into our week two games real quick. We'll go. Do you want to read them or you want me to read them?
I got it.
Okay, go for it. You go.
Next up is the Thursday night game, New York Giants versus the Washington football team.
I'm going to say both these teams coming off a loss. Taylor Heineke is going to get the offense for the football team. Giants looked really bad, man. I'm going to take the football team.
Give me the football team as well. I think the defense is kind of going to find its form, and the Giants are still going to be in dead last in that division.
Okay.
Next up, Sunday, we have the 49ers traveling to Philadelphia to play the Eagles.
Eagles' magic runs out after 1 week. 49ers looked really good last week. They'll figure it out on the defensive side. San Francisco.
Eagles' magic doesn't run out. I think the NFC West is just too damn good. 49ers as well. Followed by Cincinnati Bengals going to Chicago. We got the Andy Dalton revenge game.
If Andy Dalton plays, then, dude, this is a game that varies on that. Because Justin Fields could start, right, next week maybe. Realistically, I'll make a pick. I'll just say the Bears just for safe bet. I think the Bears are better than the Vikings.
I do think that the Bears eat this out. I think the Bengals are a pretty shitty team. And actually, I shouldn't say this is the revenge game because Andy Dalton did beat him last year as a Cowboys starter.
Oh, there you go.
But yeah, I think that Andy Dalton gets another win. Next up, the Bills versus the Dolphins.
Bills at Dolphins. Dolphins came out with a win last week. Bills did not. Bills get evened up in the AFC East. They'll come back and beat the Dolphins. Dolphins didn't even look that impressive in their win. And the team that lost almost looked like the better team, honestly. But the Bills will bounce back. Josh Allen, after having a rough week, he'll have a good week too.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I have to agree again. I think that the Bills are going to show up and really kind of embarrass the Dolphins. The Dolphins are bad, and they're not as good as I thought they were. And
not as good.
Going to be kicking my own ass all season.
Tua sucks. Next up,
the Denver Broncos and Jacksonville Jaguars.
Well, Denver, we're talking about pretty well over the podcast today. I don't know. I kind of want to say Trevor Lawrence comes back. I kind of do. I don't know why. They didn't show any reason to give them. I just want to, because the Broncos, like, is Teddy going to be this good again? And I think we're going to agree on everything. So I'm going to say Jaguars in this one.
Oh, you're just trying to play different here.
Yeah, I am.
Yeah, you know what? You can't go against the Denver Broncos right now. I think they're riding pretty high. The only thing that I can see that might help the Jaguars win is playing down in Jacksonville. That humidity was no joke, and you saw it against the Saints and the Packers in this weird week one. So I still think that the Denver Broncos squeak it out. Followed by Patriots and Jets.
I'm going to say Patriots. Zach Wilson looked all right in his first week, too. I'm not going to say that he looked like the worst quarterback ever, but Mac Jones looked really good. The offense definitely has some type of thing they want to do. They don't have an identity yet. They're just trying to get everyone involved, and once they start to get those guys that they know they want to be in their offense, they're going to be a nice team throughout the season. I think they'll take another step forward. I'll take the Patriots this week.
I, too, am going to take the Patriots. I swear these noon games are pretty straightforward. They get a little bit more complicated later on in the afternoon. But Mac Jones, I think, is more legit than I gave him credit for. And he's going to outplay Zach Wilson and the other New York football team.
Mm-hmm.
Next up, it's the Raiders at the Steelers.
Raiders at the Steelers. We haven't seen the Raiders play yet. We picked one of their games already. I picked against them, and I'm probably going to pick against them again. Steelers, they just came out and beat the Bills last week. The Raiders are not a good football team, I don't think. We'll have to see today going into the season. I know they have a lot of questions. I like Derek Carr, but their defense is suspect at best. Josh Jacobs is banged up a little bit. He might play today. I'll take the Steelers.
Steelers beat the Buffalo Bills while on the road. And this time they're bringing the Raiders home with them. I think the Steelers win again and go to 2-0 in that division. Next up, it's the LA Rams against the Indianapolis Colts.
Dude, the Rams looked like maybe the best team week one. They were right up there at least. I'm taking them to win again. Colts, they lost to the Seahawks, and that's an NFC West team, and I think those NFC West teams are going to beat up on each other all year long, and this is just a warm-up for the Seahawks when they're playing the Colts. I'll take the Rams.
I'm as confident as I am that the Rams are going to win, I'm even more confident that Carson Wentz is going to lose this game.
Mm.
Give me the LA Rams. Now, here's a good one. Finally, we have the New Orleans Saints and the Carolina Panthers.
I am torn with this game because Jameis and Sam Darnold are two guys that a lot of people think suck, and I think in the right system they can maybe flourish, and both of them won their first week. Man, I don't know who to pick in this one. Saints looked really good against the Packers, but I don't know. I don't think that offense got pretty lucky. They got a lot of turnovers. They didn't have a lot of field to cover. They were just chipping away down there. I'll take the Panthers. I think McCaffrey's going to have an even bigger week, too.
Shame on you. Jameis is going to go in there and he's going to steal a bunch more lobsters from Carolina. And he is going to go home with the W and a nice lobster roll as well.
Do they make good lobster in Carolina?
I don't know. I just remember him stealing lobster. Next up, Houston Texans and Cleveland Browns.
Texans are not going to win two games in a row. They're just not. I don't think they're going to do that all year long, and it's not going to happen right now. Cleveland went up against Kansas City last week and was toe-to-toe with them. Took down to the last drive that an interception happened. So I don't think this game is going to be a one-possession game by any means. I think that Cleveland wins this one easily.
The first place Houston Texans are going to lose. There's just no chance in hell that Cleveland loses another one, especially at home. And if they do, then the apocalypse is coming. Expect the rapture should Cleveland lose. Falcons and Buccaneers.
Yeah, this one's pretty easy. NFC South matchup. Tom Brady's looks amazing. He's going to throw for 450 yards. This game, maybe?
There will be blood.
Yeah.
There will be massive amounts of bloodshed.
Tampa Bay.
The Buccaneers are going to win. It's Tampa Bay. We don't even need to go into that one. Along with the next one, the Minnesota Vikings at the Arizona Cardinals.
MVP Kyler Murray. MVP Kyler Murray.
Yep. This is going to be bad. It is going to be ugly. And Arizona is going to come out completely unscathed.
Mm.
Here's the one that you might have difficulty with. It is the Dallas Cowboys at the LA Chargers.
Cowboys looked pretty decent against Tampa Bay, their first game. Dak Prescott is what really, obviously, everyone thinks of after the first game. But Justin Herbert looked really good, too. I think that he's just a little bit too young. Dak Prescott's already got his contract. He's made money because he's been in big games where he's supposed to win when they're facing tough opponents. It'll be America's game of the week, I'm sure, 325 for the Cowboys. And they're going to win it, too. They'll beat the Chargers.
Oh, no way. Don't you take this. Don't you put this shame on Justin Herbert. He played pretty damn well against a pretty difficult secondary in Washington. And now he's going to go play against an absolutely terrible defense in the Dallas Cowboys. Give me the Chargers.
Okay.
Next up, Titans and Seahawks.
This is another one that this is going to be a hard one to call, I think. You got the Titans who really underachieved week one, and the Seahawks who Russell Wilson looked really good out there. I think the Titans, though, they're on the road. So I think they're going to start 0-2 because if this is at home, I can maybe see them getting a bounce-back game to get back on the win track. But I think they're going to start 0-2 to Seattle.
Yeah, Derrick Henry does not look like Derrick Henry of old. I don't know what that's about. They are not at home. They're playing at Seattle. You know, that is one of the more difficult places to play. I'm telling you, I think Russell Wilson is the MVP this season. I got to keep rolling with that idea. I got to, you know, stand my ground on what I called to start off. So I think the Seahawks take it. And then finally for the Sunday night game, it's Chiefs at Ravens.
I'm going to take the Chiefs. Just going to say it.
Yeah, it's Patrick Mahomes. I don't know if I can truly bet against him all season.
Mm-mm. Nope.
All right, then we have the Monday night game, which we'll call next week, and we'll see where we are at.
There you go.
Shit.
That was English at the end there. Here we go.
I got there.
Real quick thing before we go into you give some quick hits. I only have the one right now, of course, so I'm just going to make it our little ending right here. Football is back. That's great. No. We're getting into really exciting baseball territory, and the biggest story from the weekend, Milwaukee Brewers add to our no-hitter total, baby.
Yes! First no-hitter in like 34 years for the Brewers.
First one in our lifetime.
Hey, look at that. And you know what? I'm glad that Corbin Burns, look, we know Corbin Burns wanted to finish that game, right?
Right.
But he came out and he, like, quelled the entire media staff and said, like, oh, my arm was tired and, you know, I actually wanted to pull myself out, which you know is bullshit. You know that's bullshit. But you know what? Good on Corbin Burns for doing that because it was 100% the right call. He was at 115 pitches, and the Brewers need him going into the playoffs.
Absolutely. And I get it that maybe it would have been cool, but I'm in full agreement that I'd rather them have just got the no-hitter. So I'm cool with it, honestly. This is now the MLB's, quote, ninth no-hitter, but really it's their 11th.
9-11.
That's not what it was supposed to be. Come on.
You did it.
Anyway, Albert Pujols is at 17 home runs. That's going to be a hard total to catch. But if we count Gavin Weir's two no-hitters at the Little League World Series,
then you cannot count him.
That's 13. So we definitely can to make this more interesting. We said more no-hitters. We didn't say in the major leagues.
Oh, my God. Fine.
Okay.
Did you check college then?
I didn't, but that's not – we're not doing that. We're only counting the ones that are fun.
All right. Did you count NCAA softball?
Only if they're 21 strikeout perfect games, then we can right. count those.
There was that one.
That's what
there
I'm saying. That one. We can count that one.
So we're at 14.
Hmm?
So we're at 14.
Oh, yeah. For sure. For sure. Go get some quick hits out there for us.
All right. I have four of them today. First up, did you see Triller's Fight Club?
No.
They had Evander Holyfield boxing this past weekend.
What?
Yes. He stepped in on short notice to fight for Oscar De La Hoya, who had to step away for COVID, right? And he fought Victor Belfort, former UFC champ.
Oh,
he got destroyed.
God.
Yes.
I didn't
and
see
if
it.
If that wasn't enough, Triller is actually coming at you tomorrow, Tuesday night, with Fat Joe versus Ja Rule.
That one sounds way more fun to watch to me.
That is going to be so bad, Jesus Christ. And speaking of so bad, did you hear what happened at Ral John Stadium for the football team?
No.
So not only did Fitzmagic go down, but apparently so did their sewage system because it was raining sewage water on the football fans at Ral John. Yep, a burst sewage pipe at FedEx Field leaking filthy shit water on all the paying fans.
That's so gross. I'd be pissed.
There's video of it.
Oh, I'm going to look that up. I'm going to look that up.
I will send it to you. It is disgusting.
Mm.
Yeah, that bad. All right, next up. Did you see that we had a very fun sighting of a pop culture celebrity at the Mets Marlins game?
No.
It was the Cinnamon Toast Crunch Square.
Are you, that's one of your quick hits?
Yes. It's so fucking good, dude.
The cinnamon.
What, that's not enough? That's not good enough for you?
The Cinnamon Toast Crunch Square?
Yes.
Sorry, I just dropped something.
Well, fine. Then my last one is another ad icon. Jake from State Farm has made it into NBA 2K22.
I saw that.
Clutch, baby.
There he is, Jake from State Farm.
Like, okay, so now you got the new Jake from State Farm. Now we have to get the old, fat, white guy, Jake from State Farm, in there, too.
I completely agree. I completely agree. I would literally ball up with the old Jake from State Farm in his khakis. In his khakis.
Look, and I just sent you the fucking Cinnamon Toast Square. Look at that shit. Tell me that's not fucking fantastic.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Dude, it is like a 10-foot Cinnamon Toast Square. So fucking funny.
I can't believe you got in with that. How do you get in with that?
Dude, I don't know. He's taking up like 3 seats.
That must be a hell of a costume. That's going to be our first week's episode for week one football. It's our week 32 episode, but it was our first ever episode where we covered an entire week of live football. So congratulations to us.
Be prepared, people. We got 17 weeks of this shit.
We got a lot of football to talk, and we'll have some great stories in between as well, too. Thank you guys for listening. As always, make sure to check us out on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, and of course, thechairshot.com.
When does Aaron Rodgers' man bun get into NBA 2K?
Peace.
Run that back, Turbo. I'd be messing. Running on racks, yeah. I know these niggas ain't talking to me, I don't give a reaction. I just be keeping that Glock on my hip and I wear it for fashion. I really be ballin' and poppin' that shit like I do in my captions. I just be messin', running on racks, yeah. I know these niggas ain't talking to me, I don't give a reaction. I just be keeping that Glock on my hip and I wear it for fashion. I really be ballin' and poppin' that shit like I do in my captions. Yeah, I'm not a businessman, I am a businessman. I ain't got time to be with you niggas, I'm handling business, fam. Yeah. We at the clip, we're picking it up and you not in the picture, fam. Yeah. Said he went smoke, we took it a joke, you put it on Instagram. Damn, how can I entertain some niggas that not even in my lane? I really get money, they playing games.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy 2, get 2 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.